baby.
Six Holstein cows are ushered into a milking barn on a dairy farm just northwest of the Prairie Grove battlefield. John Hart, a third-generation dairy farmer, coaxes them in and into the proper position. As they do this every day, twice a day, the cows are pretty used to it. Though they are easily distracted by automatic feeders, which is the sporadic crinkling sound that can be heard. At about 9:30 a.m., this milking is happening about 4 or 5 hours later than normal. John and his wife Carolyn, who rise each day at 4:30, have opened up their farm to Moms on the Farm, a program hosted by female faculty and staff at the University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture and the Dale Bumpers College of Agricultural, Food, and Life Sciences. Janelle Yancey is an event organizer and U of A meat scientist. She says the program is intended to give the women of Northwest Arkansas a firsthand look at where their family's food comes from.
The average consumer is three generations removed from the farm, and most people don't have any idea about any type of commercial food production. This gives them a chance to meet some farmers, gives them a chance to see some animals, ask questions about food production. You get so much misinformation, a lot of it from social media about farms, and we wanted to give them a chance to see it up close and personal.
She says this program targets moms in particular because women of the home make about 90% of the purchasing decisions when it comes to food.
So that's who's buying our food, that's who's preparing the food, putting it on the table for their kids, and they're the ones with all the questions, so that's why we target moms. We don't discriminate against men, but we really target women.
This is the third group of about 30 women in the last year and a half that Moms on the Farm have taken to farms. They visit a dairy farm and beef and poultry farms. We caught up with them at Hart Dairy. The small milking barn is tight, so the group is broken up into two. With John Hart demonstrating how they milk six cows at a time, though 12 can fit in the room at once. Two rows of six are corralled on either side of the long and narrow room. Above, a long silver pipe runs along the ceiling, with the long clear tubes of the milking machine dangling down. John grabs a sponge from a bucket, also hanging from the pipe, and washes the teats of each cow, allowing the mothers to drop their milk.
Come on, honey.
Now then, you're right here, we wash these off.
Once all 24 teats are ready, he attaches the milking machine. But first, let some of the moms in attendance test its suction by placing a finger inside the hole.
You do. You have to hold it in there a while. You feel it.
Oh, I can't get it out.
No, it stays, mostly stays the same.
One woman in attendance is a newly retired lactation nurse at Washington Regional. She's very excited to make the connections between cattle and humans. Depending on the time of day and the cow, each can produce about 6 to 8 gallons each milking, resulting in about 600 gallons each day. They have 100 cows. It doesn't take long for the milk to be removed, less than 15 minutes, and the machine pipes it into a cooling tank in the front room, where Carolyn Hart explains the cooling process, which takes about 2 hours. Every other day, a milkman from Highland Dairy comes to collect the milk, taking it to their plant in South Fayetteville. The Hart's milk goes directly to drinking milk, not to cheese or yogurt. John and Carolyn's cattle graze the same land as his grandfather's and his father's dairy cows did, though the business has changed.
There's not very many left here. There are probably about 5 dairies left in around here, and it used to be like 70, and there's only just a few left. But they're bigger dairies now. And my dad used to milk like 40 head, and his dad milked about 20, and I'm up to about 100 and something.
John likes being a farmer, though the work is hard, and with milking twice a day, every day, vacations are rarely taken. Carolyn and John open up Hart Dairy to groups like Moms on the Farm in the hopes that visitors will gain an appreciation for the hard work that goes into each and every gallon of milk they put into their fridge.
Yeah, I like for people to see what is is what goes on a dairy farm and the things we have to put up with and have to do, and that maybe somebody else will see that this is a job that has to be done if you want to feed people, and they need to see that. And I've always done that. I've always been open to people and let them see what I'm doing.
Deborah Keezer, the mother of a 2.5-year-old little girl, saw a flyer for this event on a field trip with her daughter to the Washington County Fair. Deborah recently started an online nutrition program.
And so one of the important things, I think, part of your nutrition is to know where your food comes from. And so I wanted to learn as a part of my school and then also for my family. I think it's really important to know where your food comes from.
But why? Why is it important to know where our food comes from?
Well, we are what we eat. And so, you know, you need to be eating things that are healthy from the beginning of their life, whether it's a plant or animal, milk, like here at the dairy farm. It needs to be healthy so that we're healthy, because what we eat essentially creates our blood and our cells. And so I think it's important to know that what you're eating is healthy and happy.
At 2.5, her daughter is a little young to understand that she is eating animals. But Deborah says that thanks to visits to local farmers markets, she is very versed on her fruits and vegetables. She says this Moms on the Farm event has exceeded her expectations, and definitely as far as structure goes. Organizer Janelle Yancey says she has received lots of good feedback.
Everybody walks away feeling really good about their food production. They feel good about the people that produce their food. They want to find out more information. They always fill out really positive things on their surveys about, oh, well, I didn't understand this or I didn't know that. What I've learned through social media has been wrong. So it's been very, very positive.
In addition to the 3 farm visits, participating women also receive lunch and cooking demonstrations, thanks to the Arkansas Cattle Women, which ties everything together, but also explains food preparation safety and what food labels mean. Look for another Moms on the Farm event this spring. For more information, search Moms on the Farm Tour on Facebook. This is Ozarks at Large.